Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I can't come into work today. I had a car accident.
Oh, really?
Well,
let's check the log and see if you did.
Let's get you to come in and do a blood test and all
hey,
that.
It's Bill Brooks. He did have an accident on 29-way Tampa.
I'm stuck in traffic. I can't work right now.
Goodness.
Yeah, I think you could do a live traffic now. Let's go to Bill Brooks. Yeah.
Live.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
I'm over at the Gulches. I'm stuck.
I'm in the Gulches. I'm in a Jeep.
Well,
back to the story.
Did you know? Well, I haven't even begun. Good morning, I'm good. So 23% of Americans are sad because they haven't made the most of their summer. I mean, what are you going to do this year?
Well, sucks to suck, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
everything's more expensive to travel.
I haven't been in a swimming pool this summer.
Me neither.
I've not been. What? Yeah, no, yes, I have. Yes, I've been in a swimming pool.
I have not.
God, I don't remember.
I have. I take
That's
it
good
back.
If you don't remember, actually. I think, cool.
I've been around one, but did not get in.
I don't, yeah, same. I think I sat around the bar at the pool.
That part.
Yeah. I did not get in the water. And
this
I only.
Is that a resort? You didn't get in the water?
No. I was going to say on the beach, at the resort, I didn't go further than like probably ding-a-ling deep.
And were you afraid?
No, I had to pee.
Oh, okay. Well, so 23% of Americans are sad.
That's funny.
Because they
Bastards.
Do. He's not paying attention.
I know. He's over there gambling on Cauchy.
Yes. Because they don't feel like they made the best of their summer. And 9% say summer has gotten away from them, possibly because they weren't able to get away.
How you ain't going to have a good summer?
So 61% of the people on the survey haven't taken a vacation this year, and 59% say they haven't had enough vacation time at all this summer, and summer's almost over. So how do you make up for that?
Well, I'm going to call in Monday.
Oh, God.
Is that what you're going to do?
No, I think we equate it with going places. That's usually like, you know, and plus when you're an adult, like what is summer unless, you know.
You don't have one.
It means a vacation. Or a, you know, the real difference maker is like, I think, because when your kids are home now and you're at work.
You're getting them lunch or whatever.
Yeah. Like
you're getting them dinner.
Or, you know, DoorDash or whatever. And then when you come home at night, you got to deal with it then.
Yep. Yeah. Plus, if you're the man of the house, you got to drive on vacation. You
Imagine if your kids were homeschooled. Oh, my God.
Oh.
What if you worked from home and your kids were homeschooled? Jesus
Are you
Christ.
Still talking? Like, stop screaming at each other.
Do you think you'll get the option? Like, obviously, you can go to certain, like, a Connections Academy. That's a national public homeschool. But say you went to the Wade for whatever. You know, you were a freshman. Or maybe they'll give you the option. Do you want to come to school? Or do you want to still be at Wade Hampton, but it's all online? Like colleges, I guess.
Do you feel that?
Because that's what kids really want.
I mean, I respect people that homeschool their kids, but I think that to prepare you for how hard the work life is, and it's not always going to go your way, that you have to make kids a little rough. And maybe that's why, I mean? To make them get out there and get the job market, and they have to have that experience. Because imagine, you know, never having any kind of stress and having a great home life, and then you have to get a job and put up with a bunch of
Also
that call in all the time.
I'm talking out of my ass here.
Do it right.
But
I mean, not saying you guys, for me personally. You hear that people get so upset with the people that they work with and having a hard time because people don't cooperate, they don't show up on time.
But also, like, if you're, you know, if you're homeschooled, you know, like maybe your whole time or whatever, and you you don't hang out with it like other kids, like you think you might grow up to think like. Like, do you remember Blast from the Past when he's locked in the I mentioned this maybe twice a year.
Well, it's fitting. The first time you ever saw a black person, I remember that too.
Yeah, because they went in a bunker because they thought the nukes were hit, and then they stayed down there all these years, and he came back, and he's like, all this stuff was really, like, foreign to him. I don't know.
It's tough. It's like a situational thing per kid. Some are dumb.
Well, I mean, you're going to grow up in this world where, like for me, like, I, you know, when we moved to a subdivision, and, like, that's when I found out, like, what designer whatevers were, or brands, or I was ignorant to all that stuff, because I was, you know.
Stupid.
Well, all the kids around me, we didn't know what label, we know what labels were, but, like, designer brand or whatever, like, so I wonder if I had never moved, would I have ever gotten this awesome fashion sense that I have now?
Like, if you would have stayed in Pomeel, you'd have been wearing Carl Kani and Coogee.
Dude,
and
I know. I'd be wearing, like, Alexander Julian. I'd be wearing some freaking Fubu.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff.
Fubu.
Cocking the bill sideways.
Right. I could wear, like, Fat Albert blue jeans.
Nice.
Be great. I'd have a Skittles car.
Did I?
What happened to that, by the way?
Skittles car?
What happened to
all the cars?
Cars?
I used to live near that guy.
Cars.
Wrapped in candy brands.
I used to live near the Sweet Tarts car, actually.
Really?
And then we saw the Good Bar car, the Frosted Flakes car.
Good Bar car lived, the car didn't live, but the person who drove it stayed somewhere near where I used to drive through to come to work. Quick story. I was going to tell you my exact route from work.
Well, we used to know where they get washed at, but they're not showing up there that much anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy, but we have mutual friends. I've never met this guy, but I see his Facebook.
Yeah.
And he does like a hard, like manual labor type job.
Like detailing cars?
Not like that, but like construction type work, you could say. But he don't really dress for it. So he's always wearing like all the jewelry and the jerseys and stuff. And I'm like, dude, and he's got so much of it. And I'm like, you're not dressing the part, guy.
Is he wearing the neon green or orange vest, though, to signify that they are?
No.
Watch out for me.
It just wears like a different jersey. I was like, that's got to be tough to. Look, if you're wearing that stuff, we know you're not wearing a belt, so you got to stop and constantly pull your pants up to work.
Oh, God. God. Like Chris Berman.
Oh, my God, dude.
I saw so many different versions of that one video.
God, that blew up.
I'm telling you, like, that dude. Very odd shape. Just very odd shape.
Which, obviously, he's been a bigger man, so he lost a lot of weight as he got older. But it's distributed weird.
I remember when I met him at the Augusta airport, and he had on a toupee.
Really?
Oh, no.
And then when he goes to the Masters, we see him at the Masters, and there's no toupee on. And it was right when I think he had signed the deal with ABC bought ESPN.
Yeah, Disney bought them both.
And, yeah. And, like, somebody said to him, like, you need to start wearing a hairpiece. So he would wear it on ABC, not on ESPN. Do you remember that at all?
I never knew he had a hairpiece.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Did Skipper tell him he had to wear a hairpiece?
I don't remember who did, but it was weird. Like, dude, did you get a haircut? I saw you yesterday. You had a head full of hair. It's just, it was very odd. Anyway.
I'd be afraid of...
I would love to meet.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's an influential sports fan.
Oh, God. Just.
I think hair pieces used to be really popular. I don't know that much anymore.
He was the first employee they ever hired.
He was?
Yeah, and he's still there.
Yeah. Well.
Part-time, but, you know.
He's like our Paige. He really is. Paige, you are Chris Berman.
Oh, well, yep. That's nice. I'll have to look who's you.
Boomer.
Well, he just means he's been here the longest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a compliment. Mine. So don't take it. You're looking at me like you want to kick my
ass. He's got nothing on them drugs.
Easily.
Well, Jesus Christ. You know, if I was a man that said that to you, I would be fired right now.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Boom. That. Boom, boom, boom.
Sledge.
She's got to shave it every day.
Does she?
The sucker get out of control.
I could get rich with her.
That's right.
Yeah, you could. You can get something else with her, too, if you want. She loves women.
Speaking of loving women, I think that's a fair thing to say. Am I right, party man Dan?
Danny!
Well, I got to get his music.
Yeah, how's it going?
Not Dan, how's who does going? Parody songs in Columbia, South Carolina, but rather
the party man.
The Dan that parties.
Yeah, if this Dan's in Columbia, he's doing cocaine.
The
party man Cam. That's right. How's it going, Danny, boy?
Man, I've been better.
Lord God. Uh-oh. Don't get to that stage in your life where you say that. Like, don't get to, just another day surviving, another day in paradise.
Did the window break again?
What?
You know, the window broke, so the cat.
He tried to put your joke over, and then he's like, I can't laugh at this.
You had to put the cardboard up.
That just happened like 10 years ago, so that's why it wasn't.
All Fat Boy's jokes are dated like 10 years because that's when he used to go outside the house.
No, I'm just saying that was a 10-year-old. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
That was just a 10-year-old story.
he remembers.
You sound tired, Daniel.
Yeah, a little run down. Sluggish.
I'm good. But you remember when I called 2 weeks ago, though?
God, has it been two? It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, damn, you're right. It is mid-August already.
Okay.
Remember,
we talked about methadone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and I had said that I was going to give you an update on my health thing or whatever there at the end.
Yes.
Or whatever.
You got mad at me last time, I thought, because I was being very hard on you and your health.
What'd you say to him? I can't remember.
I told him, I said, don't keep doing methadone and then, like,
I remember now,
drinking all that stuff.
Because we thought you would get addicted to the methadone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
But he said it would be worse if he stopped.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, cause
can't win.
I feel like I'd go do fentanyl, and I don't want to do that.
No.
No, please don't.
And then I said, double up on the methadone, bitch. Get that extra dose.
Well, I hope it's the...
Did you watch Cops last night?
No, was it a new one?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't get the that Fox Nation or whatever.
Ah, we'll get you a password.
Well, you're not a patriot.
It sucks because they only show Cops Reloaded on Reels, and it's over and over.
It's not as good.
No, it's not.
Not even close. But. Yeah. So anyway, I had that, I said I was going to have that test done on Monday, which as in, last Monday, cause I called y'all Thursday before last. Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a call, yesterday afternoon, they got the results and I have cirrhosis.
Damn, Dan.
And no, I'm not being like that jerk that called a month or whatever ago that was saying he was dying just to give the backstage pass.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Are you?
Did y'all ever give him one?
No.
Because you said you were going to. I didn't know.
Serious question.
And I'm kind of behind.
He had emailed from his work email address and then regretted doing
that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Are you
not messing with us right now, you swear to God?
No, I swear to God.
Are you shaking any or having any kind of like withdrawal shakes? Because... That's one of the symptoms of cirrhosis. Not like a tremor.
Well, that's
but
if you. Well, I mean, that's kind of like if you quit, if you try to quit drinking cold turkey. Yeah, it is. But.
No one I've seen, Daniel.
So what? What? What?
Yeah,
they
called me. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the outlook on something like that?
Well, they'll know more information because I've got this was called a fibro scan, and what it did was send like sound waves into my liver, and how based on like how quickly they bounce back, kind of like sonar, I guess, or whatever. Like they can see or they can tell like how hardened your liver is or scar tissue, whether there's presence of scar tissue or not, and they determined that there was I do have cirrhosis. So I have on the 26th, so 2 weeks from yesterday, I have a ultrasound, and they'll get a lot more information off that.
They put you on blood thinners?
They haven't done anything. I just got a call today.
Okay. Cause that's
no.
Do you feel lightheaded a lot? Like your blood flow is not good?
No, I don't. I don't feel any different. I didn't know I had it. But I've had, like I said, I've had Hep C for almost half my life, and that's. I feel like honestly, even with the drinking, as much water as I drink, I think the Hep C. If I didn't have Hep C, I'm fairly sure I would not have cirrhosis by now because I used to drink a lot and I cut back quite a bit.
I had a cousin that had Hep C, but he got his from tattoo needles. Just they weren't.
Yeah, clean. Mine was just regular IV drug needles. But
do you notice any kind of like? Do you have any protrusions around the midsection or?
Oh yeah, like I've always known it was. It's been swollen for a while because like I'm losing weight without trying, and like my ring is like I can't even wear the one ring anymore because it just completely falls off.
Oh god.
Go to Adam and get your new one.
And the other one hasn't been able to come off in years and years and years, and now it comes off just as easy as the other one used to be on. And like my clothes are, besides my shirts, like my pants are like falling off and stuff, you know, because I'm losing weight like everywhere, but not my gut, like the gut. And that's from the, I can tell that's from, you know, swollen, you know, just in there. But I didn't know it was cirrhosis. I thought maybe it was just inflamed, yeah, you know, from the hips.
His dad's a big dude.
Drinking it.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
I'm 267 now.
Is this,
I've lost 30 pounds.
Is this like,
pretty quick.
Do they know what stage?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you gotta
the ultrasound. Well, the ultrasound, I'll find out.
How old are you, Dan?
And then 35, I'll be 36 in December.
Did they tell you to stop? Well, you probably didn't have conversations.
You probably can't. Like, right? Am I wrong to say you can't stop drinking right now? Like, literally?
Not cold turkey. No, I would die or have seizures, like Kevin Nash's son or whatever.
Tristan.
Yeah, I'm at that point.
I didn't know if they told you anything to do immediately as far as, like, you know, well, cut back on.
See, I didn't tell them. I told them I don't drink because.
No,
Dan.
You have to tell
like,
them the truth.
I don't, like, I won't even talk about this on the radio if you don't want to, but Dan, do not BS them anymore. Like, don't. You were trying to say, it's the Hep C or a Hep B or whatever. Like, dude. Don't. That's
like, I understand if it were a VD, that's embarrassing, but this is serious.
For real, when we hang up, let me tell you something. This is how I know I'll get you. If you don't call them and tell them the truth, we won't let you come on the radio no more.
They'll tell us if you
didn't. I'm serious. I know that's not true, but like, come on, dude. Like, Dan. Oh, that's upsetting me, Dan.
Well, it's the only reason is, like, if it gets back to my doctor, I could lose my Xanax. If it gets to the clinic, I could lose my levels, and it would screw a lot up.
Are you going to have to lose that stuff anyway for any kind of treatments? You probably don't know yet, but...
I don't know. No, I hope not. God, I hope not.
But if it can keep you alive a lot longer, wouldn't you want to have the best treatment and tell the truth?
Well, see, the
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing is, the whole reason I went in there was to, because they've got that cure for Hep C now, and or they've had it for a while. The pill, not the interferon crap that they had years ago, but the pill that you take, and you take a course of it, and it clears the Hep C. Well, that's why my doctor sent me there in the first place to do that, and now that's how they had to see if I had cirrhosis to find the best course of action. you know, of what to do. So I guess once I have the ultrasound, and then I have 5 days later, luckily I made all these appointments at once, so it's all getting done this month by the 31st.
So when you're drinking, now the person I knew who had cirrhosis, it was just like hardcore liquor was the only thing they could stay on. Like
is that straight liquor?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is that kind of your situation?
Well, I mean, I'm mixed, like vodka, 7-Up, Zero, but I cut back to like it's basically like drinking a 6-pack of beer every night. It's they say of 80 proof shot is equivalent what? To a 12-ounce can of 5% can of beer.
That's what I meant. Like, so, yeah. Like beer's not going to do the trick, right? Like,
you just, yeah. No. Beer doesn't. But I only drink 6 shots of liquor.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, hey, famous people born on the 14th of August, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
I forgot we was on the damn radio.
Don't fool with it.
Sneaks up on you. Is that the new I never can remember the car. God dang it.
Trans Am?
I think it might have been what it is.
Oh, nice.
Is that the new Trans Am? Looks nice.
Yeah. Don't fool with it. Lincoln kills.
Lincoln kills.
Lincoln rules.
This gentleman probably would have been the greatest college football player of all time. Because he was the first player they talked about possibly winning two Heismans since old Archie Griffin.
Oh, Archie.
I think he won two national championships at Florida.
At Florida?
At Florida.
Well.
He's from Jacksonville, Florida.
You'd likely be talking about Mr. Tebow.
Wow.
Tim Tebow.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
By the way.
Yeah, he does. He's in 8 ounces, but.
I did go ogle it, and it was a 1979 Chevy Camaro Z28.
Bitchin'.
Oh, not an IROC.
Z28? Z28, yes.
Sweet.
That Spicoli and his brother.
He's going to kill us.
I can fix it.
IROC.
I can fix it. Not an IROC. Man.
My buddy Eddie had a black Z28 with T-tops.
Nice.
IROC.
Hey, I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me the name of their high school.
I can't remember.
Okay.
You almost had a jug bug.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was going to say Washington, but that's where I went.
Was it Fast Times at Washington High? No.
Ridgemont.
No.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow is 42. Nope, 38.
39.
He is 39 years old. I saw him try to talk about Aaron Hernandez, and he can't really talk about him without tearing up.
Aww.
But yet, at the Tom Brady roast, right?
Oh, my God.
I was kind of befuddled that was, I mean, I don't know. Things people laugh at versus what they shouldn't laugh at versus real reactionary body language. Like, if you hear something, do you think, should I laugh at this or do you laugh?
I would love to ask Hinchcliffe, Tony Heathcliff, as Mary
Tony
would call
Hinchcliffe.
Him. Like, is it awkward being that guy who now he's kind of expected, like, you expect him to say something, like, go for that real, like,
so
you know,
he's unhinged.
Pretty much. Like, his George Floyd joke, I mean, it was real uncomfortable for a lot of people.
But his whole stand up was.
Like, he's that guy now. He's the go-to guy for that.
Yeah, but he's a host.
It's got to be awkward, right?
Like, that's what Fernando was saying.
Even if you don't want to do it, you have to.
He got $50 million for that stuff, too.
Oof.
Freaking ton of money. All right, she was the youngest on the cast when she got casted.
Donna.
No. I think she was only 16.
Mila Kunis.
Yep. I'll not say her last name, but I'll just call her Mila.
Well, she's Russian.
So, yeah.
You know.
She was. She lied and told him she was 18, I believe the story is.
Right. I'm not even going to mention the deposition letter she wrote for Masterson. I'm not even going to mention it.
he's gone away for a long time.
You know, have you ever had to write an affidavit for court?
No.
For anything? Yeah. They don't read them. They don't.
Really?
I've watched it happen before. Yeah. I did a 10-page one for a thing. I watched a guy do it like this. And then co-counsel said, yeah, by the way, he's legally blind. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm not kidding you either.
Dude, Ashton Kutcher's been through it legal-wise.
Yeah, but he's...
Because he was dating that one girl that got murdered. And, the, you know, they're like, they brought him into it, the whole situation. He went to pick her up that night, and little did he know her body was laying in her house.
Well, it's funny you say, did he know, because what happened to the Diddy Party investigation?
And he might get out early.
I know.
What are we doing?
There's the other correlation of, I'll just say, Philadelphia. It's incredible how we our heads are
people
in the
forget about
sand.
Things.
About,
look, if you felt like you know, you were a victim and you didn't get justice, you really didn't. Because
no.
And you're probably going to be worried now when he gets out. To be honest, as sad as that is,
sadly,
vengeful.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mila Kunis is I'm going to say 40. How old was the last one? I'm sorry.
Tim Tebow was 39.
I'm going to go 44.
45.
She's 43 years old.
My bad, Dad. Blame it.
Damn.
Look at you.
I like her. She was good in Black Swan, I think.
Oh, here's a connection. Speaking of Diddy, she played his wife in this movie with Billy Bob Thornton. Heath Ledger was in it.
This movie?
This no, I played a Marvel theme song.
Oh,
for
okay.
Because she's also
Diddy was in a Marvel movie.
He might be when he gets out. She was also an X-Men. She's an X-Man. X-Woman, I guess you could say.
What's her character's name?
Storm. Will it give it away? It might.
No, I'm going to need the initials.
She was topless in Swordfish. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
That was a big story because she got paid, I think it was an extra $1 million to go topless.
God, they paid me that it. Much to put it back on.
She hadn't done it before then. She used to be married to an Atlanta Brave.
Oh, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Oh.
God, that's right. She's one of those that Marvel and DC, kind of like DC.
Yep.
Just like Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was the Spider-Man as the one guy, and then obviously
Batman. And then in the Flash or whatever that one was.
Flash.
Crazy guy was in it.
Flash, not Flash.
The guy kind of lost his mind, like woo.
Yeah.
I did. I did it again. I did the circle around the head.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Yep. Yeah. I'm gonna say 50. Like the car, 54. No, you know what? I'm gonna go 58.
56.
It's a big one, boys and girls.
60.
60 years old.
Oh wow.
And if you look at her,
she looks amazing.
Yes, she does. You look at her social media. She's almost pretty much naked all the time now. But she talked about the big one coming up.
You know what? So interesting thing about that. Just being honest, I quit following her on Instagram.
Why?
Because everything was about the fires.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I was like, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I was just like, oh, this is, I don't want to see this every day.
It's sad.
I know. Yeah, I'll go and refollow her and tell her happy birthday.
Yeah, happy
She'll
birthday.
Care.
That I saw her, that movie she did with Chris Hemsworth. It was pretty good. Came out a couple years ago.
Oh.
He's a criminal.
Yes, but I know. Dude, that was a, she's a solid-ass actress.
Oh,
actor,
yeah.
Pardon.
She got a movie award.
Oh, look at it. I just knocked her back up to 9.3 million followers. There you go,
yeah.
Helen. You're welcome.
Dude, we got so many we're not going to be able to get to because we had like 13 today, but right, we weren't going to get to them anyway.
Go fast.
Greatest point guard of all time.
I don't need more.
Michigan State.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Let's go ahead and say number page. I'm doing some quick math.
I don't know.
He was a rookie in 80.
Shush.
68?
Uh-oh.
66. 7, 67.
Hey, it worked for you. 67 years old. Rusty Wallace, real quick. Got to guess Rusty. Number 2, Miller Lite.
69.
It's a big one for Rusty.
70.
It's also a big one for Jack Hay.
70.
Also 70.
Yep.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, it's Mr. Backlund to you.
Bob.
How old's Bob?
74.
75. 77 years old. Mary probably read her books, Danielle Steele.
Oh, yeah. She did. Who didn't?
Well, I don't know that I know what she looks like, that I've ever seen her. So I'll just say happy birthday. I don't know. 80.
79.
Oh, she is 79 years old. Oh, Steve Martin. Not the sports play-by-play, but... 81 years old today.
Oh, damn.
He doesn't meet people.
Susan St. James is 80. You believe that? 80 years old.
Kate and Allie.
Yep.
Yeah.
David Crosby, the only happy heavenly birthday today, would have been 85 years old.
Yes. He's the father of a lesbian couple's baby.
Which,
yeah, yeah.
Really interesting to say that.
I think, unfortunately, that kid's no longer with us.
What?
I think he took his own life.
No way.
God, I think that's the one, yeah.
What? Well, my foot's not in my mouth right now. I didn't know that.
It's behind your head.
Well, you try to get in this position.
It's ready.
See me walking down the hall.
Diarrhea.
I look like Q-bert. Folks.
Ah, Q-bert. I dig it.
Q-bert. He's the guy that used to jump around on a pyramid, oddly enough. All right.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, he didn't have a mouth, but he had a huge-ass nose. They're like the Philly Fanatic. Folks.
Folks.
God. Philadelphia should sue Fanatics.
Well...
Actually, they own them now.
Yeah, I know. So there's the other connection.
They sue themselves.
There's the White Party connection, too.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's what I'm saying, man. It's it's a wild world. That's why I really think maybe Iran is just a distraction, sadly. And on that note, folks, we say enjoy your weekend and these last few days of freedom that we have. Nah, it's forever, Paige.
Wow.
This is not an experiment as a country.
That's
we
terrible.
Are a thing. And it's happening forever
strong
and ever. Amen.
Forever.
Third term, Paige? Yes? Yes?
No.
Okay.
For no one.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, nice.
Get caught up on the weekend, or caught up on the podcast this weekend on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Google, Spotify, all of them. Go get it. And we thank you.
Yes, sir. God, that was fun. Fun week.
It was a good week. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. Don't fool with it. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.